Leading the news this morning, the federal government has reached a deal with China to send 1 million head of cattle there every year. The groundbreaking deal is expected to be worth more than $1 billion. The government is hoping to sign off on the free trade agreement when China's president visits Australia in the next fortnight.
And when I was over in China, they made that abundantly clear to me that they want to purchase our soft commodities, our beef, our sheep, our goats.
One person is dead after a fiery crash in the inner Melbourne suburb of Port Melbourne this morning. A cement mixer and a car collided on Lorimer Street west of the Balti Bridge. The cement mixer then crashed into a tree and burst into flames. Palmer United Party Senator Jackie Lambie is threatening to block all government legislation until soldiers get a better pay deal. The government has come under fire for agreeing to a 1.5% annual pay increase for defence personnel. That's well below the inflation rate. And Australian businesses have been warned to be prepared for a wave of cyber attacks ahead of next week's G20 summit in Brisbane. The Australian Signals Directorate has been briefing industry about how to avoid these attacks. It says Australia has become an attractive target since taking up the chairmanship of the G20.